You love this book?
I have that book at home.
Awesome. Okay. So this is written by Amy Krauss Rosenthal. This is Spoon. Has everyone here used a spoon before?
Me.
Okay.
That's a silly question. Sounds like a pretty ordinary story hour at the New York Public Library, and it is to everyone there. But it's also drag queen story hour. The reader is Harmonica Sunbeam. She's dressed in a fabulous rainbow-colored sequined outfit, which reminds kids of that beloved picture book about the rainbow fish. Sunbeam is one of many readers who participate in chapters of the Drag Queen Story Hour, reading to kids and families who want to attend in meeting rooms at libraries or at bookstores. And they're particularly busy in June, which is, of course, Pride Month. But not everyone is cheering. There have been protests outside libraries, and this past weekend, members of the right-wing extremist group, the Proud Boys, disrupted a reading inside the San Lorenzo Library near San Francisco, yelling that the readers were going to steal and groom children. Police are investigating that as a possible hate crime. Well, we spoke to Jonathan Hamilt before this weekend's confrontation. In drag, he goes by the name Ona Louise. He's executive director of Drag Queen Story Hour and co-founder of the New York chapter. Well, what, in your words, what is Drag Queen Story Hour?
Drag Queen Story Hour is exactly like it sounds. It's drag storytellers reading to children in libraries and schools and community centers across the country and across the world.
And what's been the response? I mean, when you do it, what do you see the response?
It's so fun to have our programs in person and live. We host events all the time, and we've had an overwhelmingly positive response from children and their families.
Why do you think this is? Because we're going to get to, you know, there's been criticism and people who are concerned about drag queens. You know, this is men who dress as women and take on the persona of women with toddlers and little kids. But what do you think the attraction is?
I think queer culture in general is really attractive. It's interesting for everybody of all ages to kind of explore and see what possibilities are like beyond the binary. It's giving people options and creativity that society normally doesn't allow you to participate in. It's a chance to play and be creative and try on new personas and feel differently about yourself when you change your exterior appearance to gain perspective.
I'm looking at some of the pictures that I've seen in reporting on this. And with no offense intended, Jonathan, because I'm sure, as Ona Louise, you are drop-dead gorgeous. But I am looking at some of these images. Well, there's Black Benatar from a Drag Queen Story Hour in San Francisco. And she's got like four layers of eyebrows that look like a rainbow flag and a head of hair that's out to gosh knows where and this whole tulle thing. And oh my gosh, the fake eyelashes are about 4 inches long. And I'm just wondering if for little kids, it's almost like seeing a lovable cartoon character.
Yeah, when kids experience drag, it's like going to Disney World or seeing a superhero or your favorite cartoon character or comic book character. It's exaggerated, over-the-top theatricalness. Mm. It's great. And it's the adults that complicate it, not the kids.
Yeah. And there are families, as you know, who are objecting, not just families, but politicians. Florida Senator Marco Rubio recently ordered that a Drag Queen Story Hour event be canceled at Pride events on the Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Families on the air base were to bring their children. He said the last thing parents serving their nation overseas should be worried about, particularly in a theater with heightened geopolitical tensions, is whether their kids are being exposed to sexually charged content simply because they went to their local library. What would you say to that?
You know, like, we've been an organization since 2015, and we have a children's literacy program that spreads love and acceptance, and that's pretty much it. And it's really hard to, you know, comment and have a stance when people are so against us that we're never going to change their mind regardless.
But as you know, these are, you might have to confront this more. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be the public that's going to decide pretty much about these. And so far, they've decided they want them. They're, as we said, they're They're everywhere. But again, there was an incident in Houston in 2019. Someone with a gun was arrested at a story hour. And here's a demonstration in New York just a couple years ago. It was recorded in the short film Tall Tales with True Queens.
They don't have a right to take my tax dollars and impose their doctrines on little kids and get them all confused and screwed up. The kids are all messed up. We need things to stay just the way they were supposed to be.
So, you know, this is someone who feels that there's something wrong with men dressing as women and they don't want their children to see that. But, Jonathan, I'm wondering if you have sympathy for the parents who just would want this to be something that they don't want their kids to come across in the library. They want to introduce it to them.
Yeah, our Drag Queen Story Hour is a totally optional program that's, you know, offered at libraries and different community centers, just like, you know, hundreds of other programs that are offered, say, at the New York Public Library or the Brooklyn Public Library. You can choose to experience different programming and activations with your family. And this is a totally optional program that people can attend or not attend. And our biggest thing is making sure that people who do attend aren't experiencing the hate and these protests from all these adults.
Yeah. A couple things. First of all, when Senator Rubio says it's sexually charged, again, but I'm looking at some of these images, and again, it's not sexual. He maybe is confusing that with gender. But I'm also hearing what little kids are saying about what they experience. Let's listen to one child.
Like how they read different types of books every time. Like sometimes they read books about feelings, sometimes about nature, sometimes fiction, sometimes nonfiction.
So getting back to the kids, which is where I know you want this to be, Jonathan, what is your goal in reading to them besides just, you know, having a great time?
Yeah, I mean, in this day and age, especially with everything that's happening, you know, the Don't Say Gay bill and all the anti-trans law that's going around, it's really important for us to keep spreading the message of love and acceptance and to teach children that there is otherness in the world and you're going to go out into the world and grow up and meet people that look and act different than you. You're going to meet non-binary people. You're going to meet gay people. You're going to meet a drag performer, a drag king, a drag queen in your life. And we use the art of drag in our literacy program to promote that.
Well, but you don't, it's not a lecture. You don't say that.
We definitely don't go out and say that, but the books we read do have certain messages that do get the point
right
across. Our New York City chapter has actually developed a drag activity book, which is sort of like an activity book where we explain gender and drag in a kid-friendly way. We don't talk about sexuality, obviously, because sex and gender are totally two different things, but we do explain what drag and a drag queen is and get that point across pretty clear. So if anybody has questions, they are free to ask them.
Even a two-year-old? Or a three-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, you'll be surprised. You know, kids are very inquisitive about anything. If they see a performer of any kind, they're going to definitely ask, is that your real hair? Why is it blue? Why are your lashes so long? Your dress is really sparkly. Like, kids are very inquisitive just all around.
I'm thinking, too, if someone is to take this on, they're also going to have to go after all the men who dress as old ladies as clowns in the circus. I mean, you know, there's a fluidity in life.
Yeah, I mean, we, at Drag Queen Story Hour, we explain that drag is an art form, and anyone can do drag. Men can do drag, women can do drag, cis men, cis women, you know, trans folks, anybody can dress up and add a persona onto their exterior.
And have you been surprised at how much this has spread?
It has spread a lot very fast. It is surprising. We have a really robust Mexico chapter with about 15 different chapters around Mexico alone. And it's just really amazing to see everyone's unique chapter and what their unique mission is for their chapter and how they're putting on their programming. It's really fascinating and really rewarding to see it grow.
That's Jonathan Hamilt. His drag queen alter ego is Ona Louise. He's executive director of the national organization of Drag Queen Story Hours. It's called HQ. He's also co-founder of the New York chapter. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you so much.